and find yourself in a deep state of relaxation. Allowing yourself to go to that place of safety, the safe harbor, that place where you've been before, maybe it's new. Each time you go to this place, you find a new aspect to make it more cozy, to make it more comfortable, to make it more real to you and your safety. And this is the place we always begin our journeys. And so once you've found yourself there, then we're going to go to the solar plexus energy center in your belly, below your rib cage, above your waistline. Allow your mind's eye to travel down there and create a yellow ball, a ball of yellow energy. And allow this ball of yellow energy to pulsate in your belly. It may look like the sun, or it may just look however you vision it. But it's yellow, it's in your belly, and it's pulsating power and strength, energy. And feel the energy begin to spread through your entire body, as if the yellow begins to open and spread into your hips, up into your chest, maybe down your legs and arms, into your head, so that your entire body is radiating this bright yellow energy of the solar plexus. The solar plexus energy is the wisdom of one's being. And for this meditation, we're going to imagine that the solar plexus contains all your knowledge of not only everything you've learned in this life so far, but also everything you brought in with you when you came onto this earth. And as such, containing all your knowledge, I invite you to imagine that your solar plexus becomes your library. And what does your library look like today? Is it a vast building full of books, full of computers? Does it look like this library has been used very much? Or is it kind of dusty? Are there windows in your library allowing the sunlight, that bright yellow sun, to come in? Or is it a dark, more cave-like library? What does it feel like to be in your library? To be in the center of your wisdom, of your knowledge? Does it feel comfortable, familiar? Is there a curiosity as you're in this library of what knowledge you hold? Be present in your library. Sit maybe if there are chairs in your library, and look around. And as you look around, is there one particular book that calls your attention? This book in your library that speaks directly to you of some part of knowledge that your inner being wants you to know today. Look around and see if there is a book that's calling to you, and if so, pull it down off the shelf. Or maybe it's on a computer chip, pull it up on your screen, however you envision it. Find that one piece of information that your higher self, your inner being, your all-knowing self wants you to know today. That's going to allow you to move on to your next part of the journey in life. A pertinent piece of information, of knowledge, that only you can give yourself, that you can gift yourself with. Right here, right now. Look at the book. Look at the page. What is it you see? What is it you hear? What is it you know that's being given to you right now? And what does it mean for you for the future? How can you use this piece of information that's being gifted to you by your higher self? How can you use this to better your life, to walk forward on this new path, making stronger choices? Choices that will allow you to come closer to your true self. To align with a deeper aspect of being. To radiate with a more centered sense of self. When you drop into your library, you can access all levels of understanding of self. It's here in this library that we can find books about ourselves to help us self-actualize. Books on self-confidence, books on self-love, all manner of knowledge about yourself, all positive pieces of knowledge that help you to grow into someone who is much more true to self, true to being. And in this place, one finds harmony and peace and joy. Joy can radiate on this yellow vibration. The sweetness of life can radiate on this yellow vibration. In this library, we can find how to really truly find our joy and our sweetness by just dropping in here and sitting with the idea that we know everything we need to know here in our own internal library. So once again, come back to the idea of what is it you need to know today that's going to bring you to a better sense of self, a better strength of self, more compassionate towards self, more loving towards self. In this library, we also have tapes, recordings of things parents have said to us, teachers, mentors, friends have said to us. They also are contained in this library. But so many of these tapes that we have, these recordings from our parents or teachers, no longer serve us or serve our highest good. So many of the things we took on board and housed in our solar plexus library are not our truths, they're the truths of somebody else. And they may not be relevant to who you are today. So take a moment to look through the library and see if there are any old tapes or videos or sound recordings or books that were given to you by those who had your best interest in mind but maybe inflicted their will upon you and it no longer is your will. If so, give yourself permission to remove these books or tapes or videos or computer chips and release them. You may want to throw them away. You may want to burn them and disintegrate them, whatever. Look around the library, and anything that holds a less than positive, less than joyous sense of self, take that off the shelves and discard them now. And commit to only having positive, joyous, harmonious reflections of self back at you. The solar plexus is a place you can come back to. Visualizing you're in your library. Anytime you need to review something that doesn't feel right for you, or anytime you feel you need to move to a stronger sense of self, a stronger sense of wisdom and understanding, the chakra center vibrates in your higher knowledge, but it also vibrates to give you more confidence, more self-assuredness, more joy, more centered groundedness in who you truly are and what you truly want to manifest when you stand in your truth. So feel that truth in you now. And align to it. As you stand in your library, just imagine the sunlight beginning to pour into your space, your chakra, a golden yellow light radiating into your belly, stimulating, healing, cleansing all the organs in your belly, filling again your entire body with that radiant yellow glow. And as you feel this yellow glow intensify in your body, so you become more energized, more centered, more ready to really stand in your truth and awareness. I'm feeling the yellow pulsating through the body, centering back into your belly now, into a ball of yellow right in the center, below your rib cage. Knowing anytime you need energy or strength, anytime you need to feel more self-confident, more self-assured, stronger in your will, you can drop down into the chakra. Ignite that yellow ball and feel the wisdom and the understanding of self bound forward, so you truly know who you are in that moment. And knowing that, we're going to travel back, coming out of this meditation, going back to our place of safety, our home base, where we begin all our journeys and end all our journeys. So finding yourself back in the safe harbor, and then allowing yourself to slowly come back into this body with awareness and consciousness of the physicality of the body. Coming back with the breath, breathing new life force, new chi or prana into the body, And with each breath coming more and more focused into this 3D reality, breathing down into your toes, allowing your toes to gently wiggle. Breathing down into your fingers, allowing your fingers to gently wiggle, reminding the body of the extremities. Allowing your head with the breath to loll from side to side with micro movements. And then slowly, slowly coming back into being.